You know, I was sitting at my desk last Thursday, and Rich White over here called me and asked me to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. I immediately thought of Roseanne Barr, Carl Lewis, you know, people that forgot the words. So I quickly did a dry run, and, you know, I figured out, well, I think I got the words down. I think I can nail this. I don't think I'll forget it. But then I started thinking, gosh, this is the first time I've ever done this. I don't know a thing about the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know its history. I don't know who wrote it. I don't know diddly about it. So bear with me, Royce. 60 more seconds, we're going to do a little history lesson on the Pledge of Allegiance, because I bet very few of you know about it. So here we go. The Pledge of Allegiance is a promise or oath of loyalty to the Republic of the United States of America. Congressional sessions open with the recital of the pledge. It is also recited at public events such as this one tonight. Per the United States Flag Code, the pledge is to be recited by standing at attention, facing the flag, and placing the right hand over the heart. People in military uniform must face the flag and take the military salute. Those not in uniform must remove all non-religious headgear with their right hand on their heart, and a change was made recently whereby veterans not in uniform are allowed to salute the flag. And the reason for that, I found out in my research, is to set veterans apart from the other people in the audience and give them a special place. The Pledge of Allegiance was written in August of 1982, believe it or not, by a Baptist minister, okay, named Francis Bellamy. That year, 1892, was also the 400th anniversary of the celebration of Christopher Columbus' discovery of America. Bellamy desired a special celebration that year and wanted the celebration to center around a flag-raising ceremony and a salute. With this desire in mind, he wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. He designed it to be a short, quick, to the point, and to be recited in 15 seconds or less. The original pledge read as follows: I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Bellamy wrote the pledge when patriotism was at an all-time low in this country. The Civil War had begun just 30 years before he wrote the pledge. So he kind of wanted to rekindle feelings of national pride. And the best place to do this, he thought, was in our school districts. The pledge was first published in 1892 in a children's book called Youth's Companion. It was published and given to all the children in school. The pledge was first used in public schools on Columbus Day, October 12, 1892, during the Columbus Day celebration. And now, on that day, over 12 million children recited the pledge for the first time. The pledge at that time was accompanied by a salute called the Bellamy Salute. It went like this. That obviously changed during World War II. I'll tell you a little bit about it. There have been several alterations to the pledge, just a couple. In June of 1923, the first alteration was made, wherein the words "my flag" was changed to the words "the flag of the United States of America." It took until June of 42 before it to be officially recognized by the Congress of the United States. And in 1953, this was interesting, because of the Knights of Columbus lobbying, the words "under God" was added to the pledge. So we've got a Baptist minister writing the pledge, a Catholic group changing it for "under God." The only place that could happen is in the United States. That just couldn't happen anywhere else. I found that very interesting. Okay, let's take a look at some of the key words, because these are very important, and I'm going to go real quick here. This is a pledge, a promise, an oath. It's like a swearing, okay? It's the Pledge of Allegiance. At the time the pledge came out, this was a brand new word in the English dictionary. It means faithfulness and it means loyalty. It's a pledge of allegiance to both the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, a single republic under the divine presence of God, indivisible, cannot be separated or divided. Remember, the Civil War had just ended 30 years prior to this, and we were at an all-time low in patriotism, so those words were added. You know, this is pretty serious stuff, okay? There's only 31 words to this pledge, but it's really serious. So tonight we're going to do the pledge. We're going to do it a little bit differently, though. We've said it a million times. We all say it by rote. We kind of mumble it. You know, the guy starts it, and he kind of backs off, and we just kind of follow. We're going to do it differently tonight. We're going to say it a little slower than we usually do, and we're going to say each word succinctly. But I want everyone here to say it with conviction, with emotion. Say it patriotically. Say it like you really mean it, okay? So I want you to say it so that each person on each side of you can hear you say it. And let me tell you, when we get to the words under God, I want you to bring it. I want the front desk here to hear those words. I want the people on the first and second floor of the hotel to wonder what the heck is going on down there. All right, so veterans in the audience, join with me in saluting the flag. The rest of you, right hand over your heart, say it like you mean it. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. That's the way it should be said.